Hey everyone, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. I'm so glad you're here and I'm so excited for today's episode.
So one of the biggest things that will help you when you're dealing with someone who is unhealthy, emotionally abusive, narcissistic, it really doesn't matter in terms of distancing yourself from this person, is you have to accept this person for who they are. And that sounds really simple, but the fact of the matter is when we come in contact with someone who is emotionally abusive, who's just toxic and unhealthy, maybe narcissistic, it doesn't really matter, just someone that's not good for us, a lot of the times we take things personally that they're doing, or there's this part of us that wants us to, you know, really tell this person what they're doing is wrong and how they are is, you know, unhealthy, and we want to show this person this unhealthy side of them in perhaps hopes that they'll maybe change or stop doing what they're doing. And you can't change anyone. You can't control anyone's behavior, and really accepting that is the start towards you protecting yourself. So when we accept that someone is on their own journey, doing their own thing, and we can't change them, it's not our job to change them, that's really self-empowering. Yes, we always have to be standing up for ourselves, but we have to get to a place where we don't have this need to try and change this person and this need to expose this person for who we think they are and this need for this person to really want to change their behavior. So that's something that's really healthy for you to accept, and something that I know for me personally, when I get to the point where I realize it's not my job to change anyone, it's not my job for someone to realize that their behavior is completely irrational, unhealthy, you know, ridiculous, just all of these things, abusive, then it made me feel really at peace because I didn't waste time and energy thinking about, well, how am I going to tell this person that what they're doing is wrong? I just really set a boundary and I enforced the boundary, and that was really just it. I didn't try to fix someone. So accepting people for who they are is really crucial, and not wanting to fix anyone is something that will really benefit you in life and in dealing with this person. The next thing is you have to practice self-awareness. So self-awareness is so important in so many aspects of your life, but really practicing self-awareness when you're dealing with this person. So you have to know, who are the people in my life that are emotionally abusive, that are toxic, that are unhealthy? If you don't know who those people are, then you're going to probably be abused. If you have those internal wounds, you're going to react because you're just going off of other people's negativity and projections and their own insecurities and stuff, their own emotional abuse. And if you're not good to go and you've healed everything, you're going to take that stuff on. You're going to react. So when we practice self-awareness, we're going into, okay, I know who this person is that's abusive in my life, and every time I know I have to be in a situation with them, I'm very aware of the things that they do that I feel are abusive. So they may not think that they're abusive, and that doesn't matter, but these are the things that I know that this person does that either pushes my buttons or gets under my skin or does the thing that's really hurtful and disrespectful. Like, you have to know these things. You have to be aware of these things. So that way, when you have to contact this person, when you have to interact with them, it's just having that self-awareness gives you home field advantage, because that means that, okay, I'm in control of the situation. I know what this person does that hurts me or gets under my skin. And when you practice that self-awareness, it allows you to not take on other people's stuff. So one of the things that I always tell people was you have to educate yourself on emotionally abusive people, a narcissistic personality disorder, you know, all of these types of abusive behaviors that people do, projecting, gaslighting, you know, shaming, guilting someone, using manipulation. Once you educate yourself on these things, and you practice self-awareness, and you practice learning how to hold on to yourself and love yourself through interacting with these people, then you're golden. you have home field advantage. And that's the bubble that I always talk about, you know, learning how to create that bubble, because we can't stop the fact that we have family members that we're going to see. We can't stop the fact that we have a coworker who is just, you know, very abusive and manipulative and narcissistic. We can't prevent those things. So we have to learn, how do we deal with this person in a healthy way? So the next thing is, you have to establish your boundaries with people. And this is like literally the first aspect of self-love that's so, so important. Because so many people comment or ask me, you know, how do I set boundaries with people? Because I told this person that what they're doing, I don't like it and I won't stand for it, but they continue to do it. So there's two aspects of that. Number one is, again, we can't change someone. So we can communicate all day long, hey, I don't like that, please don't do that, I find that hurtful, I won't stand for that, all of those types of things, which are important. But if you don't enforce that standard, then that standard means nothing. If you don't enforce that boundary and someone knows that you have poor boundaries and they're weak because you verbalize what it is that you're expecting out of this person, and when they don't rise to that occasion, you just let it go, they're going to continue to abuse you. So the biggest thing with boundaries is not setting a boundary, it's learning how to enforce a boundary. So how do we enforce a boundary? Enforcing a boundary is, it's much like dealing with a child. You know, when a child does something that is not okay, we don't basically say, okay, don't do that. There's a consequence if they continue to do it. So there's a punishment that happens if they continue to do it, because they're not understanding that there's a boundary, that there's a rule, that there's a standard that we put in place. And it's the same thing with our family, our friends, people that we work with. You have to create that standard. So there has to be a consequence for someone violating your boundary. So if your boundary is, you know, please don't speak to me in a disrespectful way, don't yell at me, don't give me a passive aggressive, you know, tone, or whatever the situation is, there has to be a consequence when someone continues to do it. So if someone's continuing to violate a boundary and you're not setting that standard and enforcing it, the abuse is just going to continue. And actually, it might continue even more, because now they know that you have poor boundaries, that you have weak boundaries, and that you don't have the self-confidence or the self-respect to really stand up for yourself. And so they're going to take advantage of you more and more. Remember, people are always treating you by what you will tolerate. So you are really, in every aspect of your life, friendship, partner, coworker, what have you, you're dictating that relationship. It doesn't mean that what we're going to do is going to change that person to say, you know, I'm abusive and I really need to get a hold of that and really change it. No, but what you're showing an abusive person is, I'm not tolerating that behavior. And when the behavior happens, something, there's a consequence to that behavior happening, and I won't tolerate it. So whether it's, hey, you know, if you speak to me in that way, I'm disengaging now. And when we can talk in a calm way, in a loving way, then we can reestablish this conversation again. The fact of the matter is, like I've said, you are showing people how you want to be treated. And that goes for your coworkers, your family members, your friendships, your partner. So if you're unhappy with any relationship, it's because you're allowing that person, number one, to have an effect on you. You haven't learned how to create that bubble. And number two, you haven't gotten to the place where you're enforcing your boundaries and you're setting standards. When you do that, you'll be so surprised at the relationships that you have in your life. They'll be healthier. They'll just be easy relationships of honest communication and respect. Because if you set a boundary and someone respects that boundary, that's a good relationship. That's a relationship that's going to flow very nicely. If you have a friend or someone that you're dealing with and you enforce a boundary and all of a sudden it's like, here comes the backlash, here comes the abuse, like here comes manipulation and guilt and shame, that's not someone that you want in your life. So understanding that if that's what you're getting back from that person, when you just try to be self-loving and say, this is what I expect in my life because I have standards, and they don't respect that is not someone that you even want in your life. So you're actually gaining something by, you know, distancing yourself from someone or having someone just drop from your life entirely. So the next thing is, do not share any information with this person. So if you're dealing with someone that's narcissistic or emotionally abusive, whether that's in your office, someone that's manipulative, or someone in your family or a friend, you don't share anything with this person. We don't share what we're struggling with. We don't share the good stuff that's happening in our lives, any real detailed information. We don't really share anything. We want to be really blah to this person. We want to give them nothing. So when the conversation starts and they start asking us questions, we give them very general statements, and then we just throw that ball right back at them, which is, so what's going on with you? And start asking them all kinds of questions, because anyone who is emotionally abusive or narcissistic, or just toxic and unhealthy, they love talking about themselves, so they can go all day long. So what you need to do is just probe and ask them the questions and have your statements just be very, very general. We don't want to give them any, you know, ammunition to hurt us in the future, or, you know, really cut us at our knees with something that we're probably vulnerable to or something that we're struggling with. We don't want to be human with these people, essentially. We just want to come to the table, again, general statements, and just focus the conversation on that other person. Keep asking them questions, and I guarantee you they will be more than happy to just talk about themselves throughout the entire conversation. So the next thing is learning how to protect yourself emotionally. This is the bubble. This is making sure that we're not taking on other people's projections. We're not, you know, dealing with that manipulation. We're not feeling any guilt or shame. We're not taking any of that stuff on, because we need to have tools in order to allow us to have conversation and allow us to interact with someone. And it's a practice. And this is definitely something that not only takes practice, but it takes a lot of self-love. Because when you're dealing with someone that is narcissistic, that's emotionally abusive, it doesn't matter how much you educate yourself on this stuff. We're human beings. And when someone says something that's hurtful and, you know, just unnecessary, we're human, it's going to hurt. It's going to sting for a minute. And the way you can tell if you're getting to a better place with this person is, how long does the sting happen? Does it happen so much where you go back to your desk, or you leave the party where this person was at, and you're just enraged and you're like, why would this person say this? And you're just thinking about it. And, you know, you want to text them or you want to email them and just, why did you say that? That was so ridiculous and uncalled for, and you're wrong. Do you want to do all that stuff? Or do you leave this person and say, okay, that person definitely is insecure and was trying to get under my skin and was definitely trying to manipulate me there for a minute. But I'm so proud of myself, because throughout the whole thing, I walked into that interaction saying, I'm going to hold on to myself. I'm going to love myself. I'm going to know who the person is that I'm dealing with. And I'm not going to take any of that stuff on. That's when you really know you're getting to a great place with this person. But again, this is stuff that takes practice, and it takes you really learning how to love yourself, which means I love myself more. My energy, my vibration is more important than me getting wrapped up in the negativity and drama of this person. So that's something that is so, so important when you're dealing with these types of people that we can't escape. We have to deal with them. As much as I can give you information on how to learn how to create that bubble and distance yourself from someone and things of that sort, it does get to a point where you have to determine whether or not this environment is good for you, because this stuff is not easy stuff to deal with. It is not easy to every day have to go into work and deal with someone that is manipulative and rude and unhealthy and hurtful. It isn't easy, you know, being married to someone who's emotionally abusive 24 hours a day and manipulative and narcissistic, or having a friend that's maybe just selfish and hurtful, and or any relationship, even a family member. There's nothing that says that we're bind to people for the rest of our lives. So you have to determine, who are the people that should be in my life that are good for me, and who are the people that I need to let go? And it's not easy.
The people that you surround yourself with really will make or break your life. So take an inventory of who are the people in my life that I have to deal with. And do I want to keep this relationship going? Do I feel good after I leave this person? Is this person healthy? Are they emotionally abusive? And do I really have to deal with them? You know, even, like I said, even family members and people that were married to for long periods of time, you don't have to stay in those relationships. And I believe me, it is not an easy thing to cut certain people out of your life, especially when they've been there for so long, or when it's a sister or a brother or a parent or whoever, that we might have an expectation that we need to keep this person in our life. But the reality is you really don't. And again, it's not easy to do, but I do think that it's harder to keep someone in your life that is emotionally abusive, that is narcissistic and unhealthy, than to cut someone out of your life. Neither is an easy, easy choice. Cutting someone out of your life is not something that's easy to do, but it is better than having to constantly work at a relationship, constantly having to arm yourself before you deal with this person, you know, always creating that bubble. It becomes emotionally draining to deal with certain people. So when you begin to really love yourself, you will definitely take an inventory, because now you're starting to, you know, create a great life and you're happy and you're feeling content and you're noticing that there's just drama with this person, or this person is very unhealthy, and when I leave this person, I don't feel good about myself. That's not someone that we want in our day-to-day life. So definitely take an inventory of the people that you are surrounding yourself with and determine whether or not someone is actually good for you. So that is it for now. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I will see you in my next episode.